Andrew Yang wins. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang dropped out of the race 3 months ago today, but in a world gone weird, it appears one of his predictions is coming true.
The next downturn, the knives are going to come out. It is going to be savage, and we have to get our shit together between now and then.
That's why Yang was pushing for a universal basic income. We already have a paycheck protection program that comes pretty close to that, and now that it's running out...
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the White House is considering a number of options, including another round of stimulus checks.
The president has said and wants to make sure, before we rush back and do the next bill and spend more taxpayer money, we just want to be thoughtful.
Well, if you think about it hard enough, you realize there are so many people out of work that the hassle of making them all fill out forms and prove they somehow deserve the money is a waste of time. And physically impossible anyway. Just send everybody a check. We have all this food and all these products piling up. Someone needs to buy them. And for people who say, you're rewarding slackers, well, slacking's pretty much the law of the land. Except I'll bet most unemployed people are doing plenty, raising children, maintaining their homes, making funny videos. Some people make millions for funny videos. A couple of thousand a month would be a bargain. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.